B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
What up?
It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Good morning, everybody.
That's not true!
It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
Oh, Jason, good for you!
Gargano. Oh, it's another day. It's a beautiful day, actually.
Yeah, beautiful weather-wise.
It is. It's gorgeous.
But you're under...
It's like luminous sunshine.
Yeah, you're in 48 degrees and rain.
Still raining.
It's still raining in your head.
In my mind. It's still pouring rain. I was in a bar yesterday. Shocker.
Right? Whoa, wait a minute. Breaking news. You were in a bar?
I was.
Were you having a drink?
I was.
Whoa, more breaking news.
Yeah.
Was it a Guinness?
No, it was an Allagash.
A what?
Allagash. It was an Allagash golden ale.
Okay.
It was good.
Sounds delicious.
I had three of them. It was good. So,
and by eight, you mean three, okay?
No. It's just three, man.
Or three, you mean eight.
And a nice big bowl of soup.
So you have a chowder?
I had a potato soup.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. That's a good day.
Yes.
Hey, you're living, man.
So,
all right.
So, you give me a couple beers and a bowl of soup, yeah. I'm happy.
Yeah, man, that's happy.
Well, I really wasn't happy. So I'm sitting there, and a dude goes, and I just wanted to be, like, left alone. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to, I purposely went in by myself to be by myself.
Yeah.
And guy comes up, I'm like, oh. And he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong, face?
You're sitting there like your wife just left you.
And I go, I'm nothing. You're not still upset over the Sixers.
Ah, jeez.
And I was like, no, dude, you know, like, beat it. Like, nah, man, I'll keep, like, give him the hint of leave me alone.
Yeah.
You're upset at the Sixers? And I finally was like, yeah, you got a problem with it?
Yeah.
And then he gives me the Mickey Mantle. I hate that line. Oh, I hate it from the Bronx Tale. And Mickey Mantle got nothing for you, kid. Mickey Mantle going to pay your bills. Hey, Barlow Chevrolet.
Yeah.
They're going to pay
your
bills.
You're hearing
it in your head. Right. They're going to pay your bills. Well, I go, actually, they do.
Yeah.
But I hate the line. I go, like, dude, if I'm wallowing over the loss of a Sixer season, you may find that trivial. And in your life, it may be trivial.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But leave me the bleep alone. All right? I care about it.
You're hanging on, man. You can't let this one go. This shook you to the core.
Dude, after the Eagles lost to Tampa, I was done for months. I was out for months.
It's still affecting
you
that way.
The Phillies lost to the Cardinals. I was done for weeks, and that was during football season.
So, you know, as we get older, we gain something called perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, but I might not be the most mature person.
Yeah. But your sports maturity, you're still, like, you're young. You can't, your perspective in the grand scheme of things, like, it's great to win and we put so much emotion and financial and everything into it. The fans are great in this city. It's supporters.
Listen, it's not about... This is what I think people don't understand. It's not about them winning it all. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, right?
Yeah.
That's fun and the parade. But there is an encapsulized period of time over those two series. What were the last? A month?
Yeah, it's about another month, yeah.
All right. And during that month, I was so in heightened watching playoffs. You know, I love the team. Like, they're with me. You know, I'm watching. There's Ben. There's Embiid.
Always in your frontal lobe.
Right. They're, like, right there, mm-hmm. The whole thing. And I just don't want it to end. Now it's ended.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, I watched the Phillies. I watched the Golden State. Like, I was like an aimed wanderer. I watched third period of Bruins Carolina.
Yeah.
Which was riveting. I watched the NBA lottery, which was the worst broadcast in the history of sports broadcast. The worst. By the way, just rename it to the Zion Show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Talk about wanting to vomit.
Yeah.
And then the kid, he wants nothing to do with New Orleans.
Must be a mess down there.
He didn't even, so it comes out that New Orleans has the first pick. And like, Pelicans, Pels.
Yep.
And then they go to interview him. And he's like, well, it's not done yet. I don't know where I'm going to be. Oh, really, dude? They just renamed the show Zion, and you don't know that New Orleans is going to pick you?
That you're the consensus number one overall pick?
Stop. He wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you see the pictures on Twitter of him in a Pelicans jersey?
Yeah, he wanted nothing to do with it. So anyway, I'm watching, Phillies, which was a disaster. I watched Bryce make that catch, which was unbelievable. Anyway, I'm going through all these sporting events like a carousel, and nothing's doing it.
You're still just morose.
Yeah,
you feel a sense of loss.
I do, well. And I'm like what's next? Like I look and I go, it's May.
Yeah,
I don't want to wish away the summer.
Beautiful weather,
spring, summer. I don't want to wish it away.
And the Phillies aren't scratching your itch enough.
Baseball's not scratching my... I love baseball. I don't know what it is. Like, I follow it, but it's not enough right now.
Well, it's not...
Because it's not playoffs. Like,
yeah.
You know, the idea of playoffs...
130 games to go.
Like, you have this... The intensity, it's ratcheting it up.
Yeah.
There's no ratchet up.
Well, and you're doing a side-by-side comparison... With the NBA,
yes.
Yeah, and then you had a team in it losing a game seven the way they did.
It's May,
and I get it. Yeah, you got a lot of runway. May 15th. We're mid May. Well, I don't know how to get you out of the funk.
May 15th.
I wonder if people are where you are.
May 15th. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you got wild, dude. Not only that, you got a month of NBA playoffs left.
Yeah, I watched last night. Golden State Portland was dreck. First of all, Portland, dead legs. Steph was awesome. But I don't want to see that again. I'm tired of seeing the Warriors.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm tired of seeing. Like, I watched the game, and I'm telling you, halftime, I went over to Carolina, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I got to tell you, that third period
was insane.
Was riveting. Yeah. It was just riveting. I watched the whole third period. I didn't go back until after the hockey was done. And then it was riveting. It's so great. It's funny because I've been so locked in Sixers that I haven't been watching a lot of NHL playoffs.
Yeah.
I go back. It was awesome.
Yeah. You see guys just willing to do anything on every shift. It's insane.
The goal got disallowed.
Yeah.
Goalie interference. No goal.
Well, by the way, when the Bruins win the cup coming up in about a month, it'll be three straight championships for the New England people, by the way.
Yeah, I
I'm just so jealous. But you're still depressed, man. I wonder if people are still in that depressed mode with you. Because I'm a turn the page quick guy. Because I can't. I hate to live.
Yeah,
in that,
I know you are.
Live in that headspace.
I know you are.
I force myself out of it. I shoehorn myself out of that.
I can't do that.
You can't do it.
No.
So I think you enjoy it in a way. Like you find comfort in it.
I enjoy it.
Well, if it happens, like you don't want to let it go because you're not ready to let the season go yet.
I can't control it. You think you control it? I can't control it.
Yeah, I can control it.
Well, you're a better person than I am.
I just force it out, and then I just got to move forward.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you just force it out.
Yeah, I think as I've gotten older, I just kind of go, all right, nothing I can do. And we've had so much losing in this city over the years that I've almost developed that muscle.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. It's not about the loss. It's about the loss. So it's
in total.
It's May 15th. What the bleep am I going to do until... And forget training camp, because...
That means nothing.
Means nothing.
No. You're basically talking about until the first week of September.
And, like, you get Phillies, but again, it's not like that playoff.
There's no urgency.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Like, the next time I'm going to get butterflies is September.
Yeah.
I got no butterflies.
Yeah. Well,
that's what it is.
Here's the deal.
You understand, but the butterflies.
Oh, yeah. That you have in those days where you have nervous anxiety all day waiting.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And the good thing about that is that these teams.
No butterflies.
They matter. The Sixers matter. That's why you feel this way. When they had the 10-win season and it ended, you didn't give a rat's ass. Because they weren't doing anything special. You were just waiting for the draft to see what happens. Or lottery night to see where they were going to draft.
Yeah, I know.
Now the basketball matters.
Yes. No, that part of it's great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's May 15th.
Yeah. The baseball matters, but not really right now.
No. I mean, look.
They matter in the big picture, but not right now.
It's the everyday of it.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'll watch it. I'm not going to complain about it. I like it, but... I get no butterflies.
Yeah. Well, we're going to try and get you out of the
understand about the butterflies.
Oh, I know the feeling. I had it all day Sunday. I felt it recently where you're all day, you're like, I got to go do something. I'm like rearranging furniture,
yeah.
You know, wiping down refrigerators because I have nervous anxiety. And that's what I do when I get down. 610-632-0975. I want to know
got nothing.
If more people are with you and feeling the way you do, still have this feeling of wallowing and depression in a way, sports depression. Dealing with the fact that it did end on Sunday. I wonder if you're in the majority.
I need a life.
Because I am not. I am not living in that headspace right now. But we'll see if we can help. 610-632-0975.
I know you're not.
I feel good. I'm pumped. That was beautiful.
And I hate you.
It is the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Spring is in full swing,
well,
right?
Don't sound so enthusiastic about spring.
All right. I hate you even more. The only thing warmer than the temperature outside is the action waiting for you on DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. Take a listen to everything that's going on this week alone. So right now, DraftKings running a special baseball five-run promotion. If the team you bet on scores five runs but loses the game, DraftKings will refund you up to $25. That's right. If baseball's not your thing, there's plenty to bet on. Conference championship in hockey. Hoops, along with golf's second major, all happening this week. DraftKings Sportsbook has it all, and the over-unders and player props, in-game betting, special odds boosts every day, the biggest games, all the parlays, whatever you want. Plus, DraftKings will give you a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, while you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app from anywhere, you must be physically located in New Jersey to place your bets. Download the new DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code FANATIC and sign up for a limited time. When you make your first bet, DraftKings will give you a risk-free bet up to $500. Code FANATIC to make your first bet. Receive your risk-free bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry,
Anthony!
Shut up!
Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Doink. Don't you know, the fact that you're so cheery too just goes up my keister.
Well, that's like beautiful. I got up this morning.
Oh, it is really.
My son missed the bus. I had to take him to school, which I was annoyed at to start off, but went outside. I'm like, wow, this is gorgeous today. The sun beaming on my bald head.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, nice crisp air of, it's good to be alive.
Yes, yes.
Let me read you a tweet. That morning dip tweets in. Well, I love that morning dip.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of morning dip.
Yeah, I like it for different reasons. I like the actual morning dip. But he goes, he goes, I've never agreed with Anthony as much as I do today. He says, when I tuned into the radio this morning and listened to the topics that were on deck, I wanted to jump off the boat. Even TV's not great to me right now. I don't know what to be into.
Just like you, bro.
You just can't move
forward? Just like you. I am stuck. I have... I don't understand. I look at it. I'm just depressed, quite frankly.
You're in the sports rut.
I'm not even a rut. I'm depressed. I look at it and go, the rut will come in June or July.
You reach the rut.
I got to swim to get to the rut.
See, the thing is, with you too, like I said it yesterday on the show, and I'll say it today because it's true. As soon as I saw you, I knew. You wear it.
Yeah, I'm bad. I
your face tells the story.
Yeah, like I'm not exactly Kawhi Leonard stoic.
No, you're not.
You know,
you'll never be accused of that.
No, I'll never be that stoic. Now, I do believe that, quite frankly, we are products of our own environment. That even though our personalities may differ slightly, people from here wear their emotions. They're very emotional people.
Oh yeah, and we're not afraid to show our emotions, some longer than others.
I think it's true. I think that's part of the attribute of being from here.
That's a shared chromosome of the Delaware Valley.
It is.
JB tweets and he goes, I'm still pissed because I believe the Sixers would have beat the Bucks and therefore get to the final.
I think it was, I thought it was a 50-50 shot, 50-50 ball.
You got coin flip. All right. And Scott tweets in. He goes, I've already since moved on. We weren't supposed to even win that series against Toronto, let alone beat the Warriors. And we have a baseball team with some promise, so that helps some. So,
yeah, you know what I'll say to that? And look, I get this is a fun baseball team. I'm not ignoring it. I watch it every night, so you know that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the same effect on me right now. Like it, see, when you're playing, when you're involved in a 4, 5, 6 week run, like, you know, that's a big deal. Now all of a sudden, you know, you just come back to everyday baseball. It's just not good enough.
Yeah. Let me check the poll. One more tweet real quick, because Ryan tweets in. Ryan Calhoun, he goes, I'd be willing to move on, but the Sixers made this loss by bringing Brett back. That made it even worse for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Surprised at that, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the poll of the day brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. So we're finding out if people are in your boat, Anthony. Are you still depressed about the Sixers, or are you starting to move on like myself? Anthony is still depressed in black today. Join the show, okay? But the results right now, three ways to vote. I'm still depressed, starting to move on, or I've moved on. 36% of the voter with me that they've moved on. 33% say they're starting to move on. And 31% are saying I'm still depressed. But you got a big clump here. The audience is divided.
Yeah.
So, very interesting.
Yeah. Right,
we'll see if you can get you over by 2 p.m. today. I don't think that's possible.
2 p.m. today?
2 p.m. next week, maybe.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to bring in strippers.
He came in with the black funeral veil walking in this morning.
Comes into the funeral march.
I'll put the crepes on the door. I don't even know what that means, but my mother used to say it to me. When somebody died, they used to put crepes on the door. Black crepes, whatever. All right. I don't know what it means, but she always said it. And I say it. I have no idea what it means. But when someone dies, that's what you do. And I feel like that's what I'm doing right now. And I am not happy.
You're like in Shiva, like the Jewish faith. When somebody dies, they live in Shiva. Yeah. 610-632-0975. Tyreek hanging out on I-95, oddly enough, is joining us on The Fanatic. What's up, Ty?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, Ty.
Sad. In the same boat. In the same boat.
Well, you sound like it, man.
Yeah, this is actually my first time listening to the radio since that day. I haven't watched any sports and nothing. Conversations at work go, you know, hey, what about that game? I'm just, you know, keep it moving. So I don't really have too much to say about it. Again, still raw right now. I haven't started the process yet. And just hearing these things is just bringing back to why I wasn't listening or why I wasn't trying to engage in any conversation. So I do know it's a point where you have to move on at some point, but it's still soon. And I have no desire to watch the next round of the playoffs on either conference. I'll check back in the finals. But
still hurts too much, huh?
Yeah, you talking to a 40-year-old man who was watching the game with my grandson and my girl, and when that shot fell, I fell to the floor, smacked some things off the dresser, and walked out. And you know, and just pretty much didn't have anything to say about it.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
You know, so again, it's a process that sucks because even though we have a good baseball team, you can't wrap your mind around that. It's at least August. So
exactly.
Wow, you know, but you're going to have a miserable summertime.
It's going to suck. Exactly. It's going to be a horrible summertime.
I mean, I'm going to Punta Cana next month.
So, that's good.
That might shock the system.
That's good.
Yeah, from a personal standpoint, but then I come back to, you know, and like you said, cuz, you don't want to wish the summer away, but I'm saying August. I'm really thinking September.
But, I know.
We're going to let the summer marinate, and hopefully the Phillies bring me back to where I just was as of Sunday, because I promise you five more minutes, and I see us playing tonight. But I don't want to get into that because that just pisses me off.
I know, man. Yeah. I thought we were playing tonight. Wednesday night, game night. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, tie.
Start the series to go to the finals.
I called you guys a couple of days after the Eagles lost in the same boat.
Yeah,
It hurts, but again, you know, it's a process that I don't know when it picks back up because everything's still raw right now. But you guys helped me because I know that you can relate to me because you're a Philly fan.
Sure. Through.
Yeah, but here,
I don't know what's going on with this whole happy chipper stuff right now. I can't relate.
So. I can't live in that headspace for a prolonged period of time. Thanks, Ty. I don't know how Anthony's going to help you because one thing I do know. Is misery loves company. It's a saying because it's valid. And you're still locked in this misery of that loss. You can't get out.
Yeah.
What's the way out?
I don't know, dude. Again, you're asking me.
You've gone through this before,
though. You're telling me to get out. The only way, yes, I have. And that's
too many times.
It's a good point. And I know the feeling. It's a familiar feeling, and it just has to go away. I don't know what it is. And every time's different because it's the time of the year. You know, there's been those horrible Eagles NFC title losses where you're looking at it like a Russian winner.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrible. That's even worse because it's just bleak. It's February. And, you know, nasty, just horrible Russian winter.
Yeah, like a Siberian winter. But the thing is...
And then now today, I go, it must be the opposite. It feels like it's going to be like a Sahara. I'm going to be walking in the desert.
Have an oasis? Looking for a cup of water?
Yeah, man.
The thing is when those Eagles championship losses happened, oftentimes in those years, except for 2001... The other teams weren't there to pick you back up right away, grab you by the shirt collar and say, hey, no wallowing. We're going, the Sixers are going on a playoff run. The Flyers are going to go on a cup run.
Yeah.
You know, but that wasn't there at that time for the most part.
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, it's, you know, thankfully the Phillies are there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just when you're looking at playoffs and your emotions are that high and you got, again, I use the butterfly thing. You get no butterflies for a May baseball game.
Yeah, I don't get pumped up like that.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah, you put it on, but you don't rearrange your life.
Nah,
Sunday was a rearrange your life.
Sure. Game 7.
Yeah, take care of everything on Mother's Day so at 7 o'clock comes around, you can find a way to not be to watch that game guilt-free.
That's right.
Right? And that's what you do. You go, okay, I got to go. I got to go a little further this year because the game's on Mother's Day. But I'll go further. I just got to go further earlier in the day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got a baseball question, a Phillies question for you coming up. And Andrew did a great job last night, by the way.
Yes, he did. I'm proud of him.
Debut episode.
Very proud of Andrew. Make sure at 6 o'clock you're listening to the Fanatic Baseball Hour.
Yep.
We got to come up with a name for it.
Yeah, we absolutely do. In the Dugout with Salchunas.
Not bad. I like some with Seam Head.
You like the seams?
Seam Head. You know, you're a baseball guy. Through and through, you're a seam head.
Yeah.
That's what they call you, seam head. Something to do with the seam head.
All right.
How about I have a new name every day?
Come up with a name every day?
No, yeah. That's not good.
You need some consistency. Let's go to Sean and Borges.
He's a programmer. He knows.
Damn right.
Hey, what's up, Sean? What's going on, guys? What's going on? You know, I feel you, man. Somebody said to me, you shouldn't be mad. I said, I'm not mad. It's just sad that it's over. Like you guys said, the Phillies, like I love the Phillies. But there's 162 games in the season.
Right.
Like, there's so many games. Yeah. Like, I'm not worried about it until it gets to what? The end of August, September? Yeah. Like, there's so many games.
And, like, you know, they're a good team. They're going to make the playoffs, knock on wood, and, you know.
I mean, I'm sitting here watching the draft last night, and I'm sitting there, if the Lakers get a top three pick, this thing's rigged.
Dude, I'm the same way. But still, they get four. They had a 2% chance of landing four.
No, I agree.
How about that Zion? Sean, they just went. Talk about over the top Zion.
I know. And to me, if I'm the Pelicans, honestly, I'm floating Anthony Davis. If I was smart like them, hey, Boston, 14, 20, and 22. Give me those, and you got Anthony Davis. But Boston's probably not going to do that. But that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's a rebuild one in one draft.
Yes, yes.
That's a rebuild.
However, they got one issue. The kid doesn't want to be there.
No, obviously not. Of course he doesn't. It's New Orleans. It's not the football town. It's not a basketball town.
But I don't know why he would not want to go. It's a great city.
He wants a high market, just like LeBron. I mean,
he's probably one of the Knicks or Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If he was on the Knicks, I mean, that's Kyrie and Kevin Durant right with him, probably, more than likely.
Yeah. Sean, that could change free agency plans for some players.
Oh, I think it does. I mean, R.J. Barrett, nothing against R.J. Barrett, but, I mean, Zion, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant. I mean, that ticket last year for me was, what, $15-$20? That's a $200 ticket.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a skyrocket. I mean, and for me as a Sixers fan, like, in the spot we're at, I think you got to go after that kid Carson Edwards from Purdue. I think that'd be a great backup point guard who can create his own shot, shoot the three.
How about him? He wasn't a great shooter, but in the tournament, you remember how nuts he was in the tournament?
Could create his own shot.
You're right.
It's not like TJ, like, trying to do a shot put.
I agree.
Like, but I think he'd be a great, and then use the second ones to trade up, maybe get at the end of a first and try to grab somebody else that can be our bench player. I mean, you know, it's going to be tough. I hope Tobias isn't a max player so we can use some other money some places. If you can get Patrick Beverly or Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, I love both those guys.
Yeah, you brought those guys up at the deadline.
I love both those guys. It's funny, the Tobias, there's not a lot of Tobias love out there.
Mm-hmm. There were portions where he just disappeared. Now, I don't know if that... Look, he was the latest guy to arrive in the starting five. He came at the deadline. So he had the least amount of time to assimilate. And it takes time. It does take time.
Yeah, I think they're all necessary. I think this is, you know, core four. It's not about max and players. It's funny, I was talking to a buddy of mine last night who said, is Klay Thompson a max player? I said, absolutely.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely.
The league is now? I go, three?
Listen, you know, where are you going to get a guy who can shoot like that and defend like that? He's absolutely a max. Now, Klay Thompson can't go to New Orleans and you're going to build a team around him.
No, he's not a centerpiece.
And I think that's where we miss, like, we misuse Max. We think, Max has to be a centerpiece guy.
No.
And nowadays, you're trying to collect stars, good players. Yeah. They might not be, Max, Super Max worthy, but you need them, so you're going to pay them.
Yeah.
Timofey Mozgov was once a Max player.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys.
Lakers, remember? Oof. Think about that.
I mean, there are a lot of guys making Max money that are getting paid again, like, got the same as guys like Durant.
Yeah, but the point, right,
you
know? Right.
That's what it is. Yeah.
But the point, Andrew's point is this. You know, you don't want to pay, Timothy Mozgov again. You don't want to be wrong.
Yeah.
So you don't want Tobias to turn into Timothy Mozgov.
Mm.
Now, I don't think he is. So I think he's a guy that can fit in with this team.
610-632-0975. Daryl and Chester's on the Fanatic. What's up, D? Whoa, D.
You mean Donald?
Donald, how are you?
Okay, listen, I'm pretty good. How you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah, well, you know what? First of all, I wanted to touch on the Sixers before I moved to the Philly. Just that I just felt like when we lost game four, I just felt like the whole series was over here.
It was devastating. You're right. It was a tough loss. The only thing is, right, once they come back and play the way they did in game six, and you got game seven, that's 50-50 game, right?
I'll be honest with you. I just was never confident about going up into Toronto and winning game seven.
They were right there in it. John, they were right there in that game.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things. I mean, of course, you know, there's things that we...
Yeah, Don, you got to get to your point real quick because your phone is horrific.
Listen, I like the way Bryce Harper is playing out in the outfield, even though he's struggling at the plate. And I like the way the guys around him are trying to rally around and,
yeah, me too,
and
Don.
Score runs anyway.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, he's not taking his struggles out the plate and putting them in a pocket and bringing them out to the outfield. He's busting it.
Well, the catch last night, it makes a sliding catch.
Two nights in a row.
I know you were doing your thing. He makes his sliding catch, right? It's an amazing catch. And he slides and he gets his foot caught under the where's the wall and the side fence, and underneath is a brick wall, and he kind of hits it and his knee buckles. I thought, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was trouble, like bad trouble.
Yeah.
He is leading the league in strikeouts 39% of his at bats.
Wow. That's crazy.
But, you know, listen.
The team is still in first place, despite the fact that he's not performing right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love the guy. So you ride with him, man.
Yeah, he's going to turn it around. He always does. He's going to go on like a 6-week tear because he's going to end up with like a 260 batting. I mean,
look, we've had crappy weather. You haven't had those days where, you know, hot, steamy, ball flying.
Yep.
I mean, I got to think that there's going to be days like that ahead for him.
Oh, well, he's a Vegas kid. You're used to hot and steamy. 610-632-0975. All right, when we return, I have a question for you and for the audience in regards to baseball. Because several people now have said, yeah, it's great that they're a better team this year, but there's still like 130 games to go. So the Phillies had a lot of action this offseason. I'm going to ask you the question when we return. Your response will be very, I'm very interested in hearing it.
You got it.
Midday Show, Fanatic.
All right. Now I want to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your spring cleanup. What is it? The Bagster bag. I want to jump in the Bagster. Just go like this. In the Bagster.
Can you fill it with water? Make it like a pool?
Nah, you can't really fill it with water.
You want to put the sun in the Bagster?
It does everything.
Sunny skies in the Bagster.
I want to put myself in, I'm telling you. Because I'm a miserable. I do love the Bagster. 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores everywhere. For only $29.99, the Bagster can handle any job. You are a contractor, a pro. You need to know the Bagster, man. Whatever your cleanup plans are, whether to clean out the garage, the attic, maybe you're remodeling, Bagster bag can take it on. You buy it, fill it, schedule your collection, and poof, it's gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com. Find the store nearest you for more details. Anthony Gargano told you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in the back.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you listen to Jimmy or do you hear Jimmy? You hearing Jimmy right now? He's talking to you. Manic depression has touched your soul.
So,
captured your soul, Anthony. You gotta capture it back.
So here's the deal. why do people feel the need to tell other people
how to feel?
Yeah, seriously.
Because we're meddlers.
You're like, you know how much I hate that. Like, you know how much?
That's why you got pissed at the guy at the bar.
Like, you know what?
Dude. Let me be.
Dude, am I bothering you?
Yeah.
All right? Am I bothering you?
Mm-hmm.
Do I tell you how to feel? Get this mic up here. This mic in the Northeast.
Oh, he's telling you to get over it. What's up, Mike?
Hello.
Mike.
How are you today, guys?
What's up?
So, I've only been in the car for 45 minutes or so, and it sounds to me like the topic of discussion is how to get over the Sixers misery loss, correct?
Well, Anthony's not over. I'm well over.
It's not just a topic. You know what I mean? It's a conversation. It's part of a winding conversation that includes many things, Mike.
All right. So here's many things. Let me tell you what my experience in the last few days has been, all right? My misery, my disappointment lasted from when that final shot dropped until I saw the replay a couple times. Little story. I'm a 59-year-old Philly boy, born and raised. I'm a 4-for-4 Phillies guy. My love for sports started back when I was 12, 13 with the broadcast.
Thanks for the resume.
What are you getting at?
What I'm getting to is this. My disappointment from that final shot, the quadruple doink. You know where my mind went? My mind went from the quadruple doink to the double doink and back to my beloved bird.
All right.
Proud of you. Proud of you.
Yeah, I mean.
Proud of you.
I didn't think of the Eagles in that moment.
Here's the deal. That's what you did. God bless.
To each his own?
God bless. Hey, listen. You don't have to tell me about football. It's friggin' May. All right?
10 weeks.
So here's the thing. As you complete. Because here's what it really was. Why are you getting bothered over the Sixers? Why are you getting bothered over the Sixers? Why are you getting depressed over the Sixers? That's what he really said. That's translation of the call. The translation was, why are you getting bothered?
It's just the Sixers.
Yeah. No, and listen, you may feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I'm knocking on your door telling you to feel another way. Go ahead.
Okay, so I won't tell you how to feel, but I want to try it because...
How about you just leave me alone and have a conversation?
But I don't like you being in a state of mind. It's not healthy.
I know, but you don't know what to do, right? I appreciate...
I want to help you. I want to pull you out.
I appreciate you caring. That's beautiful.
I want to reach you out of the bottom of the pit and grab you. And go, come on up here. It's beautiful up here.
And I'm grateful, but there's nothing you can do.
I got to go get a crane
at some
point.
There's nothing you can say. You know, it just is what it is.
You like handcuff yourself to the rail
just
down
is.
There.
You know, whatever. I'm going to tell you.
Well, let me ask you this. Because as we're trying to get her, and you go, and that guy says, well, it's the Sixers. Nah, it's just the Sixers. So all winter, pretty much when Eagles season ended until they started the baseball season. You know, the Machado, Harper, sweepstakes.
Sure.
The acquisition of Segura and Real Muto.
Really kind of took us the... It helped bring us out of the Eagles loss to the Saints. Like Alshon. Like, I forget. Like, all you have to do is go, Alshon and that drop.
Yeah.
Like, that... They could have easily been back in that Super Bowl. That Super Bowl was terrible.
Awful. The Rams were horrific.
Like, you know... Eagles beat the Rams. Who never says they can't beat the Rams?
Yeah.
Just same thing, right? Who says the Sixers can't beat Milwaukee?
Yeah, well, I get what you're saying. But we go through that whole period of time. It was a while. It was a long and winding road of frustration and optimism and pessimism.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, boom, Middleton goes out there with the jet with his wife. They end up closing the deal, and they get Bryce Harper. And we're all pumped up.
Right.
And we're all going, they're legit. Look at these additions, McCutcheon, everything, right? And they make all these moves, and the idea of baseball being back in Philly and remembering the season of 08 and how great they were and leading to a World Series with Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, everybody, right? And we had this idea that baseball is back. But now, as you really kind of focus on it, and they're back, and they're in first place, it's kind of like, well, this isn't the baseball that I thought was going to be back. Even though they're a team that's offensively explosive, it's now you realize, okay, yeah, the Phillies are better, but baseball's not better. And that's part of the reason why it's going to be tougher to get out of this.
That's a fascinating topic for another day.
No, but,
no, this
but
like, is great.
Like for
it's
you,
a great day. It's
because
a
it doesn't come side by side comparison. It drops off so much compared to intensity of the NBA playoffs and NHL and everything else.
Yeah, but it's not fair to. But it's not fair to compare May baseball to playoff basketball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like.
But there was an excitement when we got Harper, but and you think that you're going to be like all the way, but in reality, not the case.
But here's the problem. Like, talk to me in October when we're like, oh my God.
You're going nuts.
Phil's Brewers pitching. Oh my God. It's going to be Nola versus Woodruff.
The thing that is fair to compare, though, is baseball against itself in the past to now. And it's the game the other night, you know, 4 hours. You're looking at a 4 hour game. I could drive to State College, have lunch, have dinner at the Ye Olde College Diner, and be on my ride back, and the game's still going on.
The Ye Olde College.
I'll get some stickies up there, the sticky buns, right? You've had those, right?
I'm not allowed on sticky buns.
Oh, come on, man.
But yeah, anyway, I hear you.
Yeah.
But again, isn't it always that way? Look, is it that much different?
Well, I think we built the Phillies thing up to be so big with Harper and everything.
I enjoy watching them play. I'm not going to lie. I like watching them play. I just think it's May. Like, how do I guess my conundrum, just me, and, you know, Jace, honestly, just me. Like, I feel like before those games, leading up to those games, they were like Eagles games, right? Like, they were like...
The reaction was the same, too.
Well, you're going, all right, Lito, can't wait for kickoff, can't wait for tip-off. So, when you have games of that magnitude, May of 162, it's not going to cut it.
Yeah. Well, you're right, because it would be like this: the Eagles, the way this town was enveloped in that Sixers series against Toronto was like if the Eagles were in a seven-game series. And the NFL was that way, where you played a seven-game series.
Yeah, well,
you played every other, every 2 days.
You know, right. I mean, it's
That's
true.
The intensity that came along with it.
I mean, weekly football is intense, right? So, you know, that's why it's akin to playoff team sports.
Yeah.
And look, you get playoff baseball. My God, that's great stuff, man.
Like, every pitch matters.
Seven-game series? In fact, that's what they should do, is make every round a seven-game series, instead of this stupid bogus wild card and
play-in game.
Then you get the five game. Just make it all seven games, and that's what's more interesting. Cut some.
That's
games
the way it
late.
Should be for baseball, especially.
Exactly. They should go to the NBA model.
Yeah, and frankly, baseball, they should have off days. They shouldn't play every day. They should have a couple off days, so your best three pitchers can be the only ones that pitch in a series.
Hey, I
never get to a four.
I mean, I do
that happens
think,
a lot, but
I do think I hear you. I think that they need a major change in the schedule to make it special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, the NBA, the NHL, when you get to those playoffs, man, there's nothing better. Like, you fall in love with those sports again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching third period. The closest I came to being stirred, because I didn't get stirred watching the first half of Golden State Portland, but I got stirred watching the third period of the Bruins and Hurricanes.
Yeah, one goal game and Hurricanes playing for their playoff lives, essentially. Already down
power
two games
play. And, yeah. You know, I mean, it was great. It was good. I mean, it was great. Like, I can't wait for the Stick of Flyers to get back,
there. No, you're right. And it's really interesting, too, because, you know, had Houston won last week on Friday against Golden State at home, there would have been three NBA game sevens on Sunday.
Yeah.
You would have had back-to-back-to-back game sevens in the second round of the
amazing
NBA playoff. That would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the NBA playoffs
as it was,
have been really good, man. They've been really, really strong.
And earlier this year, the second round was tremendous for the NBA.
Yeah.
It's usually not the case. Usually, if you get to this round, the final four teams where it gets great, but it's
I just don't
really
know how
good.
You do. I don't know how you, like, to me, I don't have a rich and full life, so, you know, I got two kids I love, and that's about it.
Yeah. Well, that should give you some perspective. I'm going to do everything I can to get you out of the well. You're down in the well. We got to pull you out. I'm sending you down a bucket right now of Coronas.
God, you send me a bucket of Coronas?
You're never coming out.
I'm staying.
And a Primo.
You can drop in like a Netflix and subscription and I'll be all right.
Is little G and Carson down there with
you? BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.